Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, dear listener. Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle here. Thank you so much for downloading our podcast. Before we get to the fun, we really want to thank our sponsors who make this show possible. First cab off the rank, they're not a cab company. It's SommersWasteSolutions.com. They are your one-stop shop. If you've got a big office block or you've got a tiny little shop and you want waste sorted out, go to SommersWasteSolutions.com. They'll save you money and make your company greener.
Gregorian Emerson Family Law Solicitors also sponsoring us this month. They are fantastic. They will take a lot of the pressure out of the hard times that are, you know, involved in getting divorced. They want to make sure they find a really smooth solution for both you and your ex and your family.
GELaw.co.uk, Poseidon Safety Management, keeping Cornwall and Devon safer. They've got patrol dogs. They've got people walking around who are locals and who are really, really nice. And they do a lot for their local community. At Poseidon Safe on Twitter and Poseidon Safety on the Facebook. Thank you so much to our sponsors. If you've got a small company or a big company and you want to join us, then please do send us an email to latenightalternative@gmail.com. Here endeth the message. Here beginneth the show.
This theme tune is legit now. Better recognize Twitter. My baby, oh Lord, oh, oh. You gotta fight for your right to get into my heart now. Baby, oh love, you gotta fight for the right to get into my heart now. Baby, oh love, you gotta fight for the right to get into your heart.
You know, I got sent, people are bigging up the theme tune. I got sent crazy remixes of the theme tune by... Oh, yeah. Dan Carrasco.
Oh, I like him. He's good, isn't he?
But where did I... Where, here we go. We got... Listen to all these crazy... Here we go.
Oh.
Right, you can't hear that. That's... You're hearing... Yes, we can. You're hearing it through the microphone, you absolute melts. Now. Yeah. Remixes. Come over a bit, love. Come on. Good girl. Here we go.
You're talking to me or the dog? So hard to tell.
Here we go. I mean, they're real quiet.
I see what he's done. They're good, aren't they?
With a girl next door, and she wants to know if I will go and see her.
Just a little warning, anyone who says muffled tonight.
Time them out. Because we heard yesterday, and it was not muffled. So time them out, please, mods. Any muffled chat, they are out.
We've got to be strict, I'm afraid, because some of you just will not learn.
This guy just phoned us up. Hello? Where is James Bond? He's hiding. He is on the run. In fact, there are two James Bonds, Roger Moore and Pierce Brosnan. Where are the James Bond? Where, who is the James Bonds? Where are the James Bonds? They're somewhere, the James Bonds. Are they there? Oh. Are they there? Are they there? There.
Tell you what, you haven't changed the calendar.
I don't know how to.
It's very simple.
I think it's broken.
It's a very simple procedure, isn't it, ladies and gents?
Someone is saying Bond is on the light switch. No, that's the screw. That's the screw. Are they behind the camera? You're an idiot. Please, no sound level talk. Thank you. A wise... Hang on. Yeah, no, I've still got my... Baby, a love. You got to fight for a right to get into your heart now. Baby, a love. You got to listen to the fans. Baby, a love. You got to fight for a right to get into your heart now. Hey, shut up, you mother. So where is James Bond? They're hiding. Catherine, where do you think James Bonds are? I don't even remember where I put them. And I did it. And I tell you why I don't remember. Because I was trying to sort out dogs fighting cats. I was trying to sort out Daryl Morris. And I was trying to sort out the vibe.
And you're listening to me banging my computer, which is on its last legs, to the point where now all the cheats, you might as well forget about them. I've been looking on YouTube at the 12-year-olds telling me how to sort my computer out. Even they can't help. The only thing that works now is giving it a damn good thrashing.
Delis says, I've subbed and I still got adverts. You haven't subbed. There's not a thing by your name. Someone said, is that a watermelon t-shirt? A watermelon shirt, Maxie Adams.
Melons, lemons... General Tropicana.
Yeah, don't talk about the listeners at the moment. Can you answer the question? And someone says, this discriminates against those with small screens. Yes, Pajama, it does. Still can't find TLNA on Skype. You're an idiot.
What bad?
I've got such bad stomach ache, and Kath's going to tell you why.
He's had meat.
A lot of meat. We had a Chinese meal.
It was nice.
And I had pork. Sweet and sour pork, but in battered balls. It's not actually my favourite sweet
balls.
And sour. Yeah, it's not my favourite, but it's nice. And it's giving me terrible stomachache. And I think it's because I've had a little bit of meat in the past 4 weeks, 5 weeks. I've not had that much. I've not had that much, and it's really...
Serious meat.
Let's find James Bond. He's up there.
Bond.
Mr. Bonds, we've been expecting you. That's it, he was up there. You ready? Three, two, one. And here's the thing about Bonds, none of them have feet. Kath, over to you.
Down you go, boys, down you go. No.
Hang on. Hang on.
I'm trying to find...
Oh, they've gone down. They like it down there.
Actually, could you just move over a bit?
They like it down
there. There we go.
Oh, my God. Let's put them
somewhere suitable.
Busy show tonight, guys. Very busy show tonight. Who have we got on? I've got such bad stomachache, so it's going to be lacklustre from me. But she's going to work twice as hard. And I've got a dog on my lap. So, you know. Sorry, Lalas. Catherine, tell them about the show tonight.
Tonight's show will be full of fun and frolics and gut ache, but also full of Noel Sullivan.
Noel, actor... singer, West End star. Some of you may remember his pop group Hearsay from a while ago, and Survivor. And by Survivor, I mean a human being that's had a lot of crap thrown at him, and he's still standing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Remind me to ask him if David Cassidy was an idiot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does he know?
They did a TV special with him. They did an album with him.
Okay.
David Cassidy and Hearsay. It was called... Wasn't it called... What was the show called? It was called something like I Hearsay It's Saturday Night. And David Cassidy and Hearsay singing duets.
All right.
In the 90s.
Gosh.
I had the album. But this is what I want to talk to you about tonight.
I need a fringe cut. Look at that.
I'll do it.
No.
I've got scissors.
No.
I'll
give it a tickle myself.
I've got scissors.
No.
And I've got a comb. Look, I can prove I've got a comb.
I don't want to use that.
Hello there. Oh, lovely, lovely man. can I just check the volume on this, please?
I'll have a pound of sausages, please.
Doorbells.
You're a pervert.
See, some of them are a little bit quiet, but if I do that...
I think that is a ridiculous idea.
Hello?
Doorbells.
You're a pervert.
What I need to do is I need to just take these off and boost them. Okay, more work for me. I'll take all of the clips. Oh, I played an advert break. Oh, well. I'll take all of the clips and I will make them louder. Don't worry. It's just about 3 or 4 hours worth of work for me. This is what I used to think this was called. Oh, sorry. You can't see.
That's all right.
Probably for the best.
I can't see them with this fringe.
Okie dokie. I used to think this was called duct tape.
No.
Well,
there is one, a proprietary brand called duct tape. Yeah.
If this is, all right, this is guy's going to get, yes, what do you want? Too slow. So this is, I bought some duct ape. It's pronounced duct ape.
Duct ape.
Why do you think I've got duct tape?
You're going to be strapping the wires down or something to make it slightly less treacherous in here.
I need someone to call in before I do this. Out of here, trash. Well, this is the last time I'm taking your call. 3, 2, 1. No withheld calls because of that idiot.
Tedious.
So I think I've got verrucai.
Okay.
So why have I got duct tape?
Because you starve them of oxygen. I've heard that that's a remedy. Although, they are persistent, aren't they?
I used to have so many verrucai when I was at... Man Up, Snowflake!
Stop it, man.
The name of my new podcast.
It's quite good, I heard it.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, you sound surprised. I like it. Would you... No, it's not like... Shoulders are really undervalued in terms of... is this true? And I don't say this to make fun, okay?
Mm.
I heard that Max... What's his name? Clifford. One of Max Clifford's daughters doesn't have shoulders.
Oh, shut up.
This is what I heard. Shoulders are so underrated in terms of communication because, like, well, I don't care. But it can also be... Yeah, well, be a little bit...
Or it could be...
Yeah, shoulders. Just think about them.
You need them.
Shoulders. Hang on, I got it. Shoulders. Well, I don't know. Oh, sorry. Hang on, let's get that close up.
That looked like I'd been hung up on a hook.
Like in the movie, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. TCM.
Oh, no, I didn't mean that. I meant like on a coat hook in a kind of
Chainsaw Massacre.
Comedy school fashion.
That is a great film.
No.
That is a great film. I'm not feeling great, but...
But it's self-inflicted meat.
0203-286-6370. Mm. Has anybody... Because I was on a local... Right, let me Google it, right?
Get Paul McCartney peeping there.
Where? Is Paul McCartney peeping?
Yeah. What? Oh, no, he's peeping there, isn't
that? There you peep him. Here, right.
No, there.
Verruca.
There he is.
Duct tape. Because we're going to do it on stream. Place a piece of duct tape on the verruca.
Mm.
Leave the tape in place for 6 days.
Oh, my. You're going to have to wrap it around.
Replace... Yeah, okay. Replacing... Well, here's the thing. I can't reach it. You're going to have to wrap it around.
All right.
Replacing any duct tape that falls off with a new piece as soon as possible. After 6 days, remove tape and soak the verruca in warm water. Gently rub the verruca with an emery board. I haven't got an emery board, but I've got a pumice stone.
You got scissors?
I have pumice. No, use your teeth.
No.
If I get scissors, I'm cutting your hair.
No.
I've got terrible wind. Can I just... Well, I've got,
I
let me just turn the microphone.
I can't tooth that.
Hang on.
No.
Sorry about that.
That's... I mean, Lara's quite at home, actually.
So what we're going to do... Lara, I've got to put you down, my darling girl. You can come and have a cuddle in a minute.
Where is it?
Well, hang on. Let's show the boys and girls first. Right.
This is what they're asking for the other day.
Oh, this is the feet.
Careful what you wish for.
That's dirt. That's dirt. There.
Where? Right in the middle?
You see that red, that patch?
Oh, my God. You got a few?
Yeah. So, let's get it.
Tell me I've been walking around here with no shoes on.
Well, I've probably got them from you, then.
No, but you give me the mange. Right, come on.
Hang on. People need to see.
Oh, they've seen enough.
That's dirt at the top there.
pretty sure, though it doesn't seem to come off. Right, so.
Show me.
No, you've got to wrap it around the foot. No, 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 no.
Let's put this on as a base.
No, 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 no.
Base
no.
layer.
I don't want a base layer.
Yeah, you do.
Well, can you see it?
God, yeah, I can't miss it.
Touch it with your tongue. Stop it.
Just keep it still, will you? I don't want it waggling about in my face.
Pure and simple, gonna be there.
Oh, my God.
Whatever you want.
I've got loads.
Whatever you... Can't get an appointment with a podiatrist until the 17th. Be with you in a second, Nigel. I'm just having some duct tape put on my verrucas.
I bet you've had this.
Okay, Ian.
Thanks, Nigel.
I'm just having some rice pudding.
Nice.
Okay.
Hang on, I've not thought this through, have I? I ain't put my face near it once it's on your foot.
Are you on air?
Yes, I'm just... And Catherine's putting duct tape on my verrucas.
All right.
Guys, you should be clipping the hell out of this. Ow!
Oh, my God.
I got your message last night.
Yeah, called us at 3 mate.
I didn't get it. Ow! Jesus! Ow!
I think I'm
flipping egg, man. What was that?
I ballsed it up. I need to.
What was that?
Shh. Don't be dramatic.
What was that?
Yes, Nigel.
I used to have a verruca. A mum used to do them for me. She used to slice them off.
What?
Slice them off, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I've had them frozen off. It's the most painful thing in the world. Even more painful than giving birth.
Shut up.
Do yourself. Carry on like that.
You've ballsed this up. Please don't rip it off again.
I've ballsed it up. It's perfect.
Six days. Unfortunately, Nigel, we can because we're talking. Six days, guys, of this. 6 days. So when does this come off? Monday.
Is that too tight?
This is happening, guys.
Can you still feel your toes?
This is happening. Where would you get... Oh, sorry, is David L doing this? Is random British dude doing this? Is Lemmy doing this? Is Wee Claire doing this? I'm on her thing in September. Are they doing this? Is James Buckley doing this?
Listen.
No.
A Ford C and everyone else what going on. I've done it all wrong. You come here and do it. I dare you.
Hang on a minute.
Because he's farted as well. You don't know what I'm dealing with here.
This is
so
important.
So just cut me some slack.
I'm so sorry. Please, Nigel, stop talking. Why has she done it wrong?
Oh, they reckon I only need to put a tiny bit on. He's leaving it on for 6 days. That's
six
not going to stay
it's
on.
It's got to go. Oh, so when they say you're doing it wrong, they mean you're doing it wrong by being efficient.
By being thorough.
By being thorough.
Yeah, being medical about it.
Don't you... Hang on a minute. Don't you dare talk about my friend or to my friend. Will you shut up, Nigel?
Right, you're getting timed out. One more A4C.
Nigel, how can we help you?
I got your message about 3 hours late.
Yeah, you called us at 3:15. We called you back immediately after you phoned us about 3 or 4 times, and your phone was switched off.
I didn't get that message come through till about 2 o'clock.
Yeah, okay, and then you phoned us at 3:15. Oh, well, yeah. You're on
I
now.
Thought, well, you got a show through the night instead, so I didn't know that the message was late.
Okay, you're on now, Nigel. How can we help you?
Oh, A4C is a podiatrist. Like I said, you come down here and do it then.
Come down here and do it. Because I can't get an appointment with your ilk until the middle of September. With your ilk.
Have you got more viewers now?
We've got loads of viewers, Nigel. What do you want?
You asked me to call you. No.
You called us asking us to call you, so we did.
So I could get on air, because I haven't been on for a week.
You're on air now. What would you like to say, Nigel?
Well, I want to say I'm very sorry to hear that James Whale is unwell at the moment.
Yes, that's sad news.
Because he's one of my best friends for the last 20 years, and I'm so sorry that he may be back on the show next week.
He may be. I suggest you phone up Talk Radio and talk to them about James.
But I thought you were friends with him. James Whale.
Okay. You thought wrong.
Oh, you're not friends with James.
But I suggest you phone up Talk Radio.
I did, but I couldn't get on last night because they were too busy. But what would you like me to do tonight?
I don't know. You phoned us up.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to say the wrong thing. I haven't got a song prepared. Should I call you back later?
That sounds absolutely perfect, Nigel. Thank you very much indeed. Take care. Bye-bye. 0203.
Daddy Dean 081. I didn't actually touch his feet. I touched the tape. So I don't need to wash my hands.
What's wrong with people?
I mean, you're talking to me as if you're not sitting there with your hands down your pants watching this. I know exactly what's going on, so pipe down,
calm your
tits.
I'm not in the mood for any of you tonight. Richard Taylor, 1970. Let Nigel speak. Why don't you get your own show, Richard Taylor, and you let Nigel speak on your show. You do that. That's that sorted.
Not in the mood today, are we?
No.
No.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, dear listener. Thank you so much for downloading our podcast. Did you know this is just the best bits from our live show, The Late Night Alternative?
And sometimes I can't fit all the best bits in. So yes. What we're saying is have a listen to our show and you can watch our show too on twitch.tv/IanLee.
IanLee. We do it live every weeknight, 9 o'clock UK time. That's 1 o'clock if you're in LA and 4 o'clock if you're in New York City. If you're elsewhere in the world, you have to work it out yourself. Google it.
Now, we mostly go from 9 till 12, but sometimes we can go on longer. We can go on as long as we like, and we want you to be there. So have a listen to us, have a watch of us, twitch.tv/IanLee.
Not in the mood today. I don't think you guys are in the mood today either. Please do things the way I want them done, says Matty Steve. You're going to get your butt slapped. Your butt cheek slapped.
That's the way he wants it.
Oh, in that case, you're not going to get your butt cheek slapped. Okay, we need a caller to play a game with us immediately. 0203 286 6370 or... I would prefer it if it was Mark 79 says, time for a raid. We're close. We're close to it.
I'm going to go and cut my fringe.
Let me do it, please. No. Please. I'll underdo it. I'll underdo it. No. You just pulled your headphones out.
No, can
you
pop them in while I go and get me scissors?
Well, I'm not... Okay, please.
You're not doing it, mate. I just can't bear it anymore. Would you?
No, not until you... It's my house. Not until you tell me... Not until you tell me that I can cut... No.
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 It's a precision job.
No. Stop no. picking your nose. There's
I can't
a close-up.
Your nose.
There's a close-up of your bogey machine behind James Bond.
Come on, let me out.
No, let me cut your hair.
No.
Let me cut your hair. Let me cut your...
No.
Let me cut your in hair.
No.
I want to cut your in hair.
Well, seems you asked so nicely. No.
Bin's closed for those who haven't been into that. We need a phone call to play a game. This show should have 3,000 viewers right now. Because this is... I've got scissors.
Where?
I'm not telling you. I'll get them.
No.
I'm going to get them. No. No, not in there. That's a private drawer. That's a private drawer. That is a private drawer.
Come on,
you're a dickhead.
Don't be silly.
Don't fight with scissors. That's a fork.
I'm going to stab you with it.
Come on. In.
You're not quiet.
Okay, let's just go in and talk about it. Let's go in and talk about it.
Let me go do it.
We've got so many subscribers, I swear to God.
I'm not letting you cut me fringe. It's important. It's too important. Give me the fringe.
That fat old belly there.
Give me the fringe.
The fringe?
Give me the fringe I desire. Allow me to cut my fringe.
I know exactly what you want.
Give us the meat. Give us the meat. Give us the meat.
Come on.
Give us the meat. Come on. Come on.
Let me cut one snatch off. Let's get our friend Brian involved here.
Don't.
This is going to be some show tonight.
Come on.
Not with scissors.
Don't be silly. Don't,
not with scissors.
Don't wave those around.
Not with scissors. Not with scissors.
I have a thought because I was using it to threaten him.
Get lost, loser.
Also, look how dirty that is. What have you been eating with that?
Bum cheese.
No.
Please let me cut. It's my fantasy, my ultimate fantasy, and you're my best mate, is to cut someone's hair. That's just all it is my fantasy. Let's speak to our friend Brian.
Oh.
Hello, Brian. How you doing?
Not too bad, thanks.
Would you like to... Yes?
Sorry, can you hear me okay?
Yes, man. Yes.
Right.
Would you like to play a game with us?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, we're going to play Mo Poker. So we just have to go around one at a time naming famous Mo's, okay? I will go with Mo Farah. Catherine.
Mo Molan.
Brian.
Mo Johnston.
Well, who is Mo Johnston?
He used to play football.
Okay.
Professional footballer. That's the only one I can think of.
All right. I'm going to go for Big Mo.
Little Mo.
You'll go Brian.
I've failed.
If anyone else wants to play... What is that?
Nothing. I'm not touching you.
Brian, how can we help you this evening?
Okay, so guys, I just want to say this is the first time I've ever called into your show, and I've done it by Skype. I've never used Skype before either.
Wow.
And I just want to start off by saying I sent a wee message today. I'm Ziffno, and about calling in. I sent you were playing Fall Guys today, so I sent a wee message just saying I was wanting to call in. So I'll keep it quick, short.
You're the gentleman that said I want to call in and talk about personal stuff, but I don't know if it's appropriate to call in.
Yeah, it was about my
welcome.
Job.
Welcome.
And stuff
welcome.
Like that.
You can call in about... This is the thing. Let me just say, Brian, we get so many messages from people saying, can I call in about this and this and this? I don't... You can call in about absolutely anything. Anything goes on this show. Anything. And Brian has done that, and he is better than all of you. He's an inspiration.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you.
No, not at all, guys. I just, I'll start off. It's just a couple of wee things to speak about, if that's okay. I know, obviously, I don't want to get cut off, but I'll keep it quick, short. I just want to apologise for last night. I got timed out a couple of times, and it was just a bit of banter, flipping comment. It was like you were talking about the muffled, and I had typed muffled and stuff. So I want to start off by apologising.
It's the muffled guy. We've got the muffled guys here.
So... I was one of them, so I'm going to apologise by starting off for that.
And that is a great human being, because so many of you mufflers, you sit there and you go, yeah, we said... Muffled Brian has called in and he's owned it and he's apologised, and that makes him a great man. Thank you, Brian. Namaste.
No.
Are you also going to tell us that you called Poseidon and said penis?
No, I didn't. I forgot about it, but no, I didn't.
I'm tempted to find him up and say penis.
But yeah, basically I want to just kind of get into the point, just a couple of wee points. As I say, first time calling in, and I suffer from anxiety, and obviously I kind of relate to some things what Ian says a lot and stuff, watched him on I'm a Celebrity, etc. And I just wanted to call in just because at this precise moment we're all in this situation with COVID, etc. People are working, people are not working, and for myself, I've got a job, but I've not been working for the last 6 months, and just at the moment, my place of work isn't opening up. It's not looking likely for a while, so I don't know what's going to happen with that. Besides that, there's a job that I want to apply for, closing dates on Sunday, and I just need that wee bit of confidence boost to know that I know I can do it. I've worked for the last 20 years, but just, you know, that I need to do it. It's something for a change.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, within that, I've got a bridge, and it's happened to come out. And, it's not the best. So this is embarrassing, but this is just something for me that I feel really good about that I've done. And cut to the chase, basically, last night I was in a wee sort of cheeky mood, and that's why I had the kind of comments, you know. So tonight I feel a wee bit of anxiety, but I felt the confidence to phone in. Just want to say, guys, your show is great. I've been following the last couple of weeks. Follow you both on Twitter and Instagram as well. But just to say, you know, thanks for taking my call. And if anyone out there suffers from anxiety, don't let it get to you. You will have good days and bad days, but be positive, stay strong. Speak to people if you've got anyone. It could be a friend, it could be a stranger, like myself. I'm doing it just now. I phoned in, people are watching, people can see me. So that's a massive, massive thing for me. But I just want to say, guys, thanks for taking my call. I'm going to go for the job that I was speaking about.
Do it. Apply for the job.
But again, just because we're in the same situation, everyone, stay strong. And I will phone in again, let you know how I got on with the job and stuff like that.
Brian, let us know. It's a pleasure to talk to you, man. Well done for making that phone call. Well done for using Skype for the first time. I'm going to cut you off now, but I feel we've reached the end of this conversation. Whoa, hang on a second. Have you got a tattoo on your finger?
Yeah.
Whoa, look at that. It says, I'm going to kill Catherine and Ian.
Oh!
Hey, nice to talk to you, man. Take care. Good luck with the job. Thank you, brother. Bye. Take care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay. Someone said something, and I paused the chat.
Careful with those scissors, because you're going to have my eye out. Never mind, my friend.
Well, let me cut your hair, and I won't then.
No.
Mad J-Man says, drawer or draw? What do you call it? Well, I call it draw, but I spell it drawer, because that's how you spell draw.
What's in a drawer?
A drawer.
A draw.
What the?
Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me? Right, I'm switching off the stream. I don't want to be one of those people who doesn't know how to switch off the stream.
There's a cat on there.
How do I make this bigger? Oh, there we go.
Where are you going?
Two screen to share? No. How do I make... Oh, they've gone. They've disappeared. While they've disappeared, I'll just try and sort out these technical difficulties. There's a screen. Window, no. No, I can't get this to work. I can see you now. And they have disappeared. So... How do I?
Is he still going? Give me those freaking scissors.
No.
Is he still going?
Yep.
Is this guy still going?
Yep.
What are they doing on the floor?
What are you doing in the living room, you muppet? Cats run off with the scissors.
It's very suspicious. How do I make this? Do I just double click the screen?
I don't know!
God's sake.
This is Happy Tree, by the way. We've kind of spoken on the internet before. I've never seen you.
You never seen me? No.
I thought your trousers would be longer. If I'm honest, I thought you'd have longer trousers.
Oh well. I sometimes do.
Liar.
You know what I hate about Skype and mobile phones?
Idiots that don't know how to use it when they phone into live shows.
Exactly, but I can't hear my own voice properly because I've
got
maybe I need to do a James O'Brien and do the whole
thing. That is a bugger. I can hear it because of the way it's rooted here, which means other things don't work. But when I'm playing like my PlayStation with my headphones on, I can't hear my voice.
Uh-huh. Well, that's big enough.
A great call.
Billy Bong.
Am I off now?
You're on!
I thought you...
What do you...
Pretty cold, cut off.
Oh, jeez.
Well, I'm just putting up to see...
Is that a live cat behind you?
Is she alive? Sammy, are you alive? Yeah, she's alive. That's Samantha.
How did she get up there?
Well, she jumped.
All right.
Cats jump onto things.
My cats aren't talking to me because I've got the dog here. It's a very, very tense situation.
But they're not in the doghouse. You are.
I'm going to let that one slide.
Tabitha is around somewhere, but I don't know where she is. She'll probably come after the video's off. I'm just ringing in then to say hello for your new show because I spoke to you before, but I haven't actually done this whole thing.
Yes.
And is Kath away doing her fringe?
Kath is upstairs doing her fringe, which I think is disrespectful to everybody.
I have had long hair for about 30 years or so.
You must be tired. That doesn't work. Sorry, it doesn't work. It doesn't work.
And I got my fringe cut 20 years ago.
Not sharp enough.
And I vowed never to do it again.
I can do it. Kath's saying they're not sharp enough. I could do it.
No.
Has she done it?
She's saying they're not sharp enough.
Not sharp enough. I can't even do it.
I could do it.
No.
I've got a really sharp knife.
But actually,
exactly. You might as well use a knife and fork.
Let me burn it off. That's what they do in Turkish barbers. So
it's not with fringes. Nostril hairs. He's not fringes.
Okay, we've not quite got to the point of why Happy Tree's called in yet, but that is a cat behind him.
Okay.
You see it?
It was at the start. Now it's just turned into a cushion, I think.
Okay.
Anyway, the point really is today I was the last day of my job at one school because I used to work in a military school. Then I left because it was horrible.
Hang on a second, sorry. Emmett Shear says 1234567891 0. No wonder no proper station or office will employ you two. It's bizarre, this show. Thank you. My friend said it will make me laugh. Just seen dirty feet and a verruca. Well, you weren't looking. There were lots of verruca. Leave Catherine hair alone. Should not be talking about cutting hair with sharp knives. That's the same kind of language that our emailer would send, isn't it? Exactly,
yes.
The same, Sam.
Swears, rudes.
Thank you, Sam.
And stalkers.
Mugger Harris says, I remember Happy Tree ringing Tommy Boyd.
Oh.
I don't think I rang him. I think I emailed all the time in those days. But
you rang us?
I rang you. My first ever call, actually, was on Mike Dickens' final show.
Oh.
Because he had Richard Dawkins on as a guest. And Richard Dawkins was giving the whole I am intellectualizing spirituality because I don't actually understand it, so I'm just going to say that it doesn't exist. And I was phoning in to try and put in just identify a flaw in that thinking. And Mike Dickin obviously wasn't that impressed.
he's not impressed by anything. We have had a tweet. Got Noel Sullivan coming on later on. And a guy called Rob. Tweeted me and Noel with this following request, and I don't know, Happy Tree, maybe you can help. No pressure. So if you can't help, then say no. But this is what Rob tweeted us. I am physically disabled and I would really like a lot of sexy fun with someone who is very nice. Well, first question, Happy Tree, are you very nice?
Well, it's not really for me to say.
Okay. Would you like a lot, specifies a lot of sexy fun with Rob?
What gender is Rob identifying as?
Rob, I believe, is a man.
Not really something I would have preferred.
Okay. But that's not a no-no.
Well, you know, we have to be open to... are you a stone or a sponge, is the question.
Yeah, account created 13 minutes ago. This person who just keeps setting up accounts mods, you know what to do. Happy Tree, so basically you phoned in to say that you murdered Mike Dickin.
Well, effectively, in a kind of indirect way.
Controversial.
Yes.
anything else?
I've just finished my job in a primary school.
Oh, yes, here we go. Yes, that was the
Estonia.
One. Yes.
Which was a very, very big shock. The behaviour, it was a little country school, and the behaviour of the students was
Estonia
so bad.
Estonia is a little country, is correct.
Shh, he's trying to tell you something important now.
It was so bad, because I used to work in universities before, so making the switch to a primary school was quite a big shock already. They're so racist and homophobic. And I was trying to be my kind of yogurt knitting lefty, and they didn't object, but the older students...
Yeah.
The whole system, I won't describe the whole system. The whole system is a bit different in this
No, country. Gosh, please don't explain the whole Estonian school system to us. Happy trade,
anyway,
thank you.
I left that school, and talking about anxiety disorders,
yes.
I had this really weird thing happen about 6 weeks ago. Well, it was on the 25th of June, actually. So it was at the end of the school year, and we'd had the COVID distance teaching thing, and
yes.
It was very stressful because you don't know when am I working and when am I not working,
yes.
You know.
The show finishes at 1, just to let you know, Happy Tree.
Suffice it to say...
Yes!
To make a long story short...
Too late.
I got this weird symptom of anxiety, which was my throat went really tight.
Oh, okay.
And I felt there was a big lump in my throat, well, there is. But,
yeah.
And I couldn't breathe properly, and I went to the doctor... And I phoned the doctor, and they said, oh, we can fit you in next. And I said, I have to come now, now. Fine. So I cycled into the doctor, and I went there, and I said, what's wrong with my throat?
Yeah.
What's wrong with my throat? And he looked at me, nothing. And I went, don't just shrug at me and say nothing. I can't breathe properly. What's wrong? Oh, it'll be allergies or something. Go home. And I went home, and I thought, this is not good enough. So I went to the hospital, sat there for 9 hours.
Feel like I'm on the Alan Bezick show. Do you listen to Alan Bezick? Happy.
I've never heard him, but I imagine
great.
He would be a kindred spirit.
Do you know what?
I'm a bit long-winded then.
Do you know? I just think maybe tonight we'll dip into a bit of Alan Bezick, shall we?
Oh, lovely.
Should we have a little listen to a bit of Bezzy?
Yeah.
I love Alan. I can't tell you what time he's on because you'll stop listening to us. But we'll have
a
little
listen.
Mate. He's our Bezzy mates, yes. Wait, to who was the name of Gary Jacobs? Was it Gary Jacobs, the solicitor? Do you remember him? Gary Jacobs. All right, I'm going to do a Gary Jacobs line. I don't want your life story. Just tell us where we are now.
Okay.
It was a great line. People would phone in with legal advice, for legal advice. Well, I bought this house in 1962. I don't want your life story. Just tell us where we are now.
Okay. I just want to identify to people who have anxiety that is a symptom that exists, because I didn't know.
It's quite a common one, I think.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
So they were telling me, there's nothing, it's your brain telling you your throat's tight. It's not actually tight. And I was like... And it took me 3 weeks to be able to recover and go outside again.
Yeah.
I was just burnt out or exhausted. I don't know what the problem was. But anyway, the solution was escitalopram. It was a serotonin deficit. So that's just something my brain has, apparently.
Hang in there, Happy Tree. It's nice to finally see you. I would suggest get some longer trousers. Stay safe. Is that really a cat behind you?
Yes.
It's not moved once.
I'll throw a cushion at her.
No! No! Flip that.
To a Rabbit Hole production. Boing!
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.